Last weekend, we were in Detroit reporting on the 50th anniversary of the 1967 riots. Well, 50 years later, a lot of people have left Detroit. About 1 million fewer people live there today. Many of the people who left behind homes that are abandoned and lots that have fallen into disrepair. But this story isn't about who's left. It's about the people who stayed, like a group of residents in the Brightmoor neighborhood who aren't giving up on their community. NPR's Denise Guerra has this report.
They call themselves the Motor City Blightbusters. It's an early Saturday morning, and these neighborhood volunteers are sweeping up sidewalks, clearing debris, and mowing lawns. This is one street in the 4-square-mile area of Brightmoor. Latest census data shows Brightmoor has some of the highest rates of poverty, housing vacancies, and unemployment in Detroit. About a quarter of residents here live on incomes less than $15,000. There are blocks and blocks of houses in similar ruin. Over the years, the blight attracted more blight. People from outside the area continue to illegally dump trash here.
We believe here at Blightbusters that that is a form of child abuse, to allow your children to grow up in and around trash.
That's John George. He's one of the founders of Blightbusters.
I don't know really, quite frankly, of any other neighborhood community that would still be intact after all the abuse that we've suffered from mayors, governors, presidents, racism, the riot, the economy.